Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you give our audience your name and your job description, please?
My name is Jeff Motti, and my job description is I'm the supervisor of forest protection, which really encompasses protecting the forest from insect disease and fire control.
So I understand that you guys were monitoring the forest fire that happened near Nain since it happened on July 1st?
Yeah, so we've been monitoring that ever since actively, and just this weekend passed, we flew that and mapped it a little more accurately. So that is reported at 4,852 hectares.
The fire began from the lightning?
Yep, that's correct. It was caused by natural causes. Lightning caused that one. And in their latest report, which was done using remote sensing technology, there were no hot spots detected. While the fires increased in size, still a ways away from closest values at risk, which is the cabin site in Webb Bay. So it's still 13.5 kilometers away from that.
Okay, so what would be done if it do reach near the cabins?
Well, we've been kind of a little proactive in that while we're up there, we've already kind of located some wildfire equipment that we use for structure protection. So we've got some sprinkler kits located near the cabin area. And if we have to, we'll fly up and set up pumps, and we'll set up the sprinkler kits, and we'll protect the cabins to make sure that they're protected. But we'll continue to monitor that fire, and like I said, it's still 13.5 kilometers away from the edge those cabins are, so we're going to continue to monitor that using remote sensing technology, and if we have to, we'll go up and fly up there again and set up the sprinkler kits, and you know, if we have to, we'll action that fire and steer it away from any values at risk.
So you did mention that you flew up to the site, was it Saturday?
Yeah, so not myself. The staff in Labrador flew up to the site, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got some staff that are located in Happy Valley, Goose Bay, and throughout the province, and then we sent some staff up to assess that by helicopter.
Okay. Would there be anything else you would like to mention about this fire?
Well, I mean, fires that start by lightning quite often in remote areas grow to, you know, considerable size, and that can be unnerving for residents, but it's been contained within its perimeter for the last couple of days, so we'll continue to monitor that perimeter, and you know, if that grows, we'll react accordingly.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for having the time to speak to us today to inform our audience about the forest fire near Nain.
Well, I appreciate you for taking the time to talk with me, and I'll just leave you with a couple closing remarks. I always like to let everyone know that we all have a shared responsibility when it comes to wildfire prevention, and there's things that homeowners can do to be prepared in advance of wildfires. They can learn more about FireSmart. There's tools on our website and links directly to Smart Canada's website. If people have smartphones, they can just go on and download that. They can do a homeowner's assessment. They can look what they can do really, really little to no cost around the property to make sure that there's nothing combustible around their homes that might bring a wildfire to their home, because it's quite often not the fire itself that burns homes in these wildland-urban interface, but more so the embers that are ahead of the fire that are driven by wind. Like they kind of pitch down into like firewood piles, so homeowners shouldn't keep their firewood piles directly adjacent to the house. They should keep them away from their house. If they've got patios or decks, whatever you want to call it, they should clean out under those, make sure that there's no dirt and debris, any combustible material that could easily be ignited by an ember. And after they do that, they can close in their decks to prevent, you know, future work like that. If they have eaves, rain gutters, or eavesdrops on their home, they can clean them out annually to make sure there's no dirt or debris with that an ember can fall into that area, ignite that, and kind of cause a house fire. Within the first 5 feet or 1.5 meters of your home, there's definitely things that homeowners can do. They should inspect that area and look at the resources on the FireSmart website. That's the area we like to call the non-combustible zone, so it shouldn't be anything combustible around your home in that first 5 feet. And then learn more about the different zones as you move away from your home and different things you can do to control vegetation that might ignite in those areas. There's lots of resources that you can learn online on our website. There's direct links to FireSmart Canada. Just want to reiterate that, you know, if you're having a fire, make sure you know what fire risk is. You can check our maps daily. Always be aware of local regulations when having a fire, because Some areas may have fire bans on the go based on fire risk, which are communities that are being proactive. And if you do have a fire, make sure, if you do assess the fire and you're able to have a fire, make sure that when you have your fire, you have tools on site to properly extinguish that fire and make sure that you don't leave a fire unattended.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having the time to inform our audience and giving us some safety tips.
Well, thank you for having me again. And as the summer progresses, if you ever want to call back and do another interview throughout the season, I'm always available. Need a bit of time to work with my schedule because my schedule is pretty busy in the fire season.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I'd like to thank you, Jeff, for having the time to speak to us. And I hope you have a good day.
You have a good day, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Lavinia Ullukut, Jeff Ifilu Ullukut, Kinamangapit Uhagayakin, Amma Sunamik Sulahatamangapin. Atiga Jeff Mati, Sulahatataga, Kamayuunga, Ikuala Unik Kamagayak, Amma Kumagalanik Kamakatagubut, Hanimani Hamangata, Ammalu Ikuala Unik Kamakatatugut, Tukasavanga Kamagalatusi, Ikuala Umik, Nainup Hanitangani, Pigas Lotuk, July 1. A tatsumya kamasima bugut tatsumani nit tatsumani bugu naningani ai la khut kamavallega tatsumya ikwala yumik 4852 hectares ikwala gaselotun kallumin a kallumit pigaselotuk ammakinyulimik khoyitit sigatta allala khut khagita oyakut ammalu ikwala yuk pivallega mat khanitangani illunit webspemi Manasuli 13.5 kilometers, Hanitangani yuk, Hanupilakisi ilut ikigasipata, Taimak kamahatabugut, Amalu atsisimabugut, Imamutanik nukatisung unik, ilunik ikwala langimata, Imamutanik atsisimabugut, Iluminik Hanitangani, Ama aya hauta tapongala bugut, Imahoutinik akhsuyatulita, Ilunik ikwala tailigamik, Amalu Kamagalalari Wugut, Manasuli 13.5 kilometers stood, Hanitangani Yuk, Taikwa Ilungit, Hanitangini, Tamana Kamalata Wood, Harito Yakut Kamaluta, Tapongarelare Hauta, Tapongalari Wugut, Imamutanik Akasugatuluta, Urakoyuti Tapongalo to see soon up into lot to me. Ah, Uvangatu Nangutuk, Tawatok, Labdorimit, Sularatinik, Tapongat Slauri Wugut, Ilangit, Happy Valley Goose Bay Moot, Amalu Province Itini. Sulahatini helicopter kut tapong oi lokoot. Hanuk tatsuminga ikwala yumik uhaela gomabin. Ikwala yut pigasikatatut. Kalusi mamat. Amalu inunut kapianasuk. Tamana nukhavalisimayuk. Mahoni uluni. Tamatsuminga kamanekhoot suli. Ikwala valaya pat. Nakumigo mavagit. Nila haurovit tatsuminga ilinga yumik. Amalu khawi titsigak ikwala yumik na inip khanitangani. Nakumbi gumabunga taimak ukatis tau khawama. Ukakala gumabunga ilu nanginut. Pivalaya khayubut ikwala yunik nukatitsigak. Ilangit illulit atuin nausut. Ikwala tukharani. Tayoyuk fire smart. Kharitao yakut khawi sut. Amalu smart Canada kharitao yanganit. Phone kapata khawi gayatut. Tatsuminga. Amalu ilungit khanwe mangata khoyi gayatut taimak ake khangituk ikwala sagai sungu yunik kamalutik ilungata khanitangani ikini sungu yumik ilalitana ikwala sagai suk ilunginni tako ikwala sut nukatitau sut amalu anugimut piya ovalaya gayatut sulu khiyugalani taimaimat ilulit ikwala gaya khangitut ilungata khanitangani Tutsu Rapata, Salomasai Sud, Salomaitunik, Amalu, Ikwala Sarai Sung Unik, Sunagalanik, Ikwala Tausuk, Tafainak, Taimak Pisimalipata, Tutsung Nik Matui Sud, Ikwala Nangimat, Sulu Napatura Rapat, Ufalu, Kufingini, Ilungini, Taimak Salomasung Yangit, Yaritamat, Salomatura Ranangimat, Ilunginik, Ikwala Sung Unik, Sewul limit 5 feet ufalo 1.5 meters. Ilungatakan itangani. Ilulit taimak pigalasut. Kamakalalutik. Sunakalakamangat ikwalasung unik. Haritau yakut, taimak taiyoyuk, ikuala tailigak, ukau singit, ikuala sarai sungu yunik, ilungata, khanitangan iriak ngitut, 5 feet imik, ammalu, ilinalutik, khanuk pirayam mangata, khanukalak piralasut, ammalu piuturalanik kamalutik, ikuala sungu yunik, khari savallasut, haritau yakut, fire smart Canada kut, taikua khawitit sirumayut, Ikual lain ya covid, kau yang mereka khawatir, kanuk pira yang mengat, ama nunang wanik ulu tamat takusut, kau yang melusi kanuk pira hamengat si, kual lagi utsi, ama lu ilangit, ikual lagi nuk hati tau semayut, nunalini ikual lagi sungu mata, tapi mak pira lagi alit, ama lu ikual lagi mik taku covid, kau yang mereka khawatir, kanuk ikual lagi sungu mat, nuk hati siriak. Ammalu ikual la nerovit khimaitu nerea hangilatit nakumik chef tai mak khoyit chikhawavit ammalu nakumik tamane sung khawama auyak pivalle apat phone dia la goma rovit apit sur ya la reak phone dia ya khotit maningin nakonga ilale nakumik goma parit chef tamane sung khawavit unikalutit nakumik chef tamane khawavit unikalutit ulukhat sanya khotit Filo ulu katsa na kotit at sunay utin na kotit.